Now, in order to understand the difference between them, we must go a little into the background of Buddhist teaching. We have to refer to the path or the way. The path or the way, that is to say, leading from the samsara, out of the wheel of life, up into nirvana, or the state of enlightenment. The path can, of course, be divided into successive stages in different ways. Sometimes it's divided into 8 stages, sometimes into 7, and so on. But the basic division is into 3 great stages. 3 great stages of the path. And these are known technically as the stage of sila, or ethical observance, the stage of samadhi, concentration and meditation, and the stage of prajna, or wisdom. These are the 3 stages which must be traversed in one way or another by everybody on the way to enlightenment or on the way to nirvana. In brief, ethics, meditation, wisdom. These are the 3 great stages. Now, wisdom, the third, the highest of these 3 stages, is again threefold. We're going into a few technicalities, but this is, I think, useful. Prajna is, as I've said, of 3 kinds, 3 kinds of wisdom. What we call Shrutamaya Prajna, what we call Chintamaya Prajna, and what we call Bhavanamaya Prajna. Now, what do these terms mean? Shrutamaya Prajna means the wisdom which comes by hearing. The understanding that we get, as it were, at second hand, when we read something or when somebody tells us. This is acquired knowledge, acquired understanding, acquired wisdom, you may say. And it's called the wisdom which comes by hearing, because in the Buddha's day and earlier, everything which was worth knowing was handed down by oral means. There were no books to read in those days. You had to hear everything. So a learned man was called Bahushruta, one who had heard much, not one who had read much, not one who had turned over many books, but one who had sat at the feet of many teachers and heard much directly from their lips. So the wisdom which comes by hearing really means the wisdom which we get from others at second hand, which we acquire in the process of learning. The second kind, Chintamaya Prajna, is that knowledge, that understanding, that wisdom which we acquire through our own independent thought and reflection, beginning with reflection on that which we have heard or learned. It isn't enough to hear, it isn't enough to learn. We must turn over what we have heard, turn over what we've learned in our own minds. And we must start thinking independently upon it. We must generate our own ideas, develop our own insights. And this is what is called Chintamaya Prajna, the wisdom which arises through our own independent thought and reflection and investigation. And the third kind of prajna is Bhavanamaya, that which comes through bhavana, which roughly means concentration and meditation. That which comes above and beyond the intellect, which is not heard, which is not learned, which is not even thought out intellectually, mentally, which comes, as it were, in the form of flashes of insight in the midst of deep, of profound meditation, which isn't conceptual, which is immediate and direct and intuitive, as it were. This is what we call Bhavanamaya Prajna.